Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Cork City Council is going to circulate posters encouraging people to clean up after their dog with a new controversial slogan, "Get your shit together." Now, I'm not going to overlabour the S word because I know some people are very annoyed about the use of the word. They think it's totally inappropriate for Cork County Council to have a new campaign including the SHIT word in it. Some people aren't happy. Take a listen to Sinn Féin's Michelle Gould. She spoke to Clare earlier.
I just don't think having language in a poster is appropriate. I just think we're going to encourage children to probably say it. And look, what's stopping people from going in and saying, why doesn't Cork City Council get there together? Do you know what I mean? So
I think
we're opening up a big kind of thing here, you know, that there's probably no need to. There's so many other solutions and avenues we could have taken.
I've shared this poster on my own Instagram at Andrea Gilligan 1, and it's big, it's bright, it's a black background, it's on an entirely red banner. It says, "Bag it, bin it, dog fouling impacts us all, be sound and keep our city clean." And they've images of a wheelchair user, they've somebody else using a walker, they have a person out pushing a pram, and they've kids out playing. So it gives the indication of the impact that this has on so many members of the community. And then you have the big, bold writing. "Get your," in white, "SH," a dog doing a poo, "T," in bold black, "and together." And I mean, it's very visible. We're talking about it. So it's obviously creating a lot of impact. Jo Shea is the editor of CorkBio.ie. Is it inappropriate, Jo?
No, it's not at all. And it's about time that some sort of action was taken, because Cork City has a bizarrely huge problem with dog fouling. I mean, you think people are actually walking moose around this city. It's so bad. You know, I live right in the city centre, and it's everywhere. And it's weird because you don't see it in other cities as much. And part of the problem is that we have laws against dog fouling, but they're not being enforced by Cork City Council. Since 1997, when the law changed, there's been, I think, 6 convictions since 1997, and there's been none for something like 3 years. I mean, I've heard people say that to actually get to get fined for dog fouling, your Jack Russell would need to take a crap on the bonnet of the Lord Mayor's car, and that's the only way they're actually going to catch you.
But could it be any worse than other cities, though? How do you know that it's worse in Cork?
Because I've lived in London, I've lived in Dublin, and I travel quite a lot with my job. It's really bad in Cork. And Cork people will tell you that. And councillors will tell you that, because that's what they hear on the door. I mean, Michelle Gould was saying herself that it was in like the top 5 complaints that she gets in terms of, you know, when she's on talking to voters, talking to constituents. It's a huge problem here. And like I said, you'd have to come here and you'd have to walk around the streets very carefully to actually appreciate just how bad it is.
Brian Manning is on the line. Stay with us. Brian, do you think this campaign by the local authority is inappropriate?
Well, first thing I would say is that I'm delighted that there appears to be some coherent strategy on the part of the council to actually combat dog fouling, because it's a huge issue for your average citizen. But like, I'm a blind person, so it's particular relevance to me, because, you know, unfortunately, as I walk the city, and I do walk the city a lot, I mean, I'm constantly stepping into to dog feces. I'm constantly, so it's an issue from a health perspective. For me, it's an issue because I'm walking into it. But obviously then, as all blind people would have, I have mobility aids. I used to have a guide dog. Now I have a white cane. And as I'm walking with the white cane, I mean, unfortunately, I can't see the dog fouled, so I'm manoeuvring with the cane, and it's going into the dog stool, which means that there's a smell of my shoe, there's a smell of the stick. If I go into a restaurant or a bar, as I put the stick down or the cane down, obviously I need to go off and get it cleaned before I can actually, you know, place it in a public place.
And that's not fair. It's not fair, Brian.
No, it's totally not fair. It's totally not fair. So that's why I am welcoming, you know, again, any movement on the part of the council to try and combat this particular issue. It's an issue that's relevant to everyone, but of particular significance to blind or vision impaired people. And you ask how prevalent it is in Cork. And I can only remember when the Tour de France came to Cork, back in the 80s, one of the things that most of the cyclists, the professional cyclists, commented on about Cork was the amount of dog fouling and the dog litter that was on the streets of Cork as they cycled through it. Now, that's anecdotal, but it's anecdotal, but it's just significant. Mm. It just demonstrates, you know, the prevalence of dog fouling.
Oh, sure,
in Cork.
Listening to yourself and listening to Joe and to, you know, local and proud Cork people, and I mean, you're talking your own experience about the prevalence of this, so it is very clearly an issue. There's no doubt about it. But I suppose the use by the county council of you know, SHIT, like, is that a bit crass? Do we need that level of shock to get people to pay attention?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to suggest to you, Andrea. I think that because it's a shocking situation, perhaps they're employing shock tactics to try and provoke a positive reaction from dog owners to kind of encourage them to pick up after the dog. And I mean, Michelle does make a very, very valid point in that, I mean, like, I, as I've already alluded to, I've had guide dogs. And if you go to the effort of picking up the dog fowl, you've no bins to put the bag in. So you could actually, you know, find yourself in walking around Cork for a half an hour with a bag of dog fowl with nowhere to put it. So therefore, I mean, Michelle is very much right there. There is a great need to put more bins around to just as receptacles for these bags of dog fowl. Otherwise, you're faced with another kind of ancillary issue, which is where people are stepping onto bags of dog poo in parks and things like that, where people have just thrown them. So, I mean, they're all interconnected. There needs to be a campaign to kind of inform and make people aware of the negativity or the ramifications of having dog fouling around the place. But there also needs to be other measures taken to encourage people to pick them up, to have bins and things like that, where they can put the dog poo and things like that.
This texter says, I think it's a great idea. Speak the offender's language. Look at the coverage it's getting. I live in Cork. It is a massive issue. This listener tells me in capital letters, the amount of times that I come out and there's just dog poo inside my gate. Totally unacceptable. It's the S word, Joe, isn't it? That's what seems to be causing offence among some people.
It is, but I mean, you know, we have to get back to this. Apart, you know, the posters need to be impactful. We also need litter wardens out there proactively going after people. I've gone up and said it to people on our street. I've said it to people, you know, but most people won't do that because you never know what kind of reaction you're going to get. It's part of a kind of a weird thing in Cork, and believe me, I'm very proud Corkman, you know, but Cork people do not like following the rules. It's very strange. Like, friends of mine from Dublin come down here and they can't believe that there's so much jaywalking in the city, for instance, right? Cork people will just wander out into the middle of traffic and expect you to stop on Patrick Street. It's that kind of attitude, and I think it's kind of bled into this.
I see the same myself in Dublin from time to time. But no, I take your point. Patrick's on the line. Patrick, do you think these signs are offensive?
Not because the people that they're trying to target, you couldn't offend them. But it's total ignorance of what they are actually doing, and it's a very selfish way of carrying on. And even the image that jaywalking and Brian said about the Tour de France, where the streets were full of it, there seemed to be a lack of enforcement. Now, when I hear the image of the Tour de France and people and the cyclists saying it, I kind of have this image of the old days of the mart, when it was acceptable on a mart day to have this stuff all over the street. But I'd like to believe that we have moved on from that, and I'd hate to see that we're going back to those days, that we have filthy streets, that this type of behaviour is acceptable. Because what we have a lack of in this country is enforcement. We have a lot of laws and a lot of people in positions, but unfortunately there's not accountability for a lot of this. So, like, we need to clean this up. And I feel sorry for people like Brian and people that have disabilities that have to put up with this, even wheelchair users.
Yeah,
it's on the wheels,
totally,
and whatever.
Listener, a lot of people getting in touch, as you can probably imagine, Patrick, about this today. A fairly mixed response, though, over whether the inclusion of SHIT in the poster is offensive or not. Listener says, though, I live in Sandy Cove near Newtown Smith. I see people with their dogs off lead, looking at their phones, not paying any attention. Sure, the dog's fouling all over the place. You have to dodge the mess if you're out for a walk. Then they hop into their cars and head home. It's disgusting. Dogs off lead is an awful idea, and I am a dog lover. What about you, Diana? You're also in County Cork. Are you offended by the council signs?
Hi, Andrea. I'd like to say I am a business owner in the city. I'm the fourth generation of business owners in the city. And in the 20 years I've had my own business, I take out the broom weekly and clean up outside my business because I'm still waiting for Cork City Council to get their own shit together and actually do something with the rates I pay them and actually clean up the pavements themselves at some point. That being said, I'm someone with a foul mouth and, you know, I can swear like a banshee. But I'm also a mother, and even though my own child is growing up, I would have been actually horrified if I was walking down the street when he was learning to read and he said, "Mum, what does saha ita?" Oh, that's what it says. And off he'd go into school thinking that's okay. I think the people who do it, as a dog owner myself, are exceptionally ignorant. They've no manners. And what would be nice would be for Cork City Council, instead of stooping to the same level as those people and as somebody else said, speaking their language, what about if you go to the other? I mean, by speaking their language, you're just normalising ignorance and ill manners. Why not put up, where are your manners? Have respect for your fellow users. Have respect for the disabled people. Have respect for the man, you know, who is blind and can't see. Put up a poster of him saying, you know, leaving your dog file behind is going all over his shoes, and actually really shaming those people, because by saying get your shit together, all you're doing is just being vulgar, and everybody's being vulgar.
So that's interesting.
So what's that going
to be? So you, Diana, say that you yourself would, you know, curse from time to time yourself, but you agree.
Curse, not from time to time, Andrea. I've got a foul mouth.
Right. I was trying to be polite, but you know,
So, but would I write it on the street? No, it's offensive. You know,
so you think
it's
and that's Michelle Gould's point, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like if people want to engage with me, they know I have a foul mouth. Do you know what I mean? I'll swear like a trooper, and but that's their choice. Then they can think, well, I don't like her. I don't like the way she speaks. I'm not going to engage with her. But do I have the right to plaster it all over the streets? No, I don't. And you know, what's the point? You're just making them go, ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? It's ignorant. It's rude. It's inconsiderate. It's ill-mannered. And that's from someone with two dogs who's volunteered for many years in dog rescue. Mm. Pick it up and don't be so bloody rude. And I find, actually, when I say to someone in any state, do you have no manners? Is that how your mother raised you? I actually find, no matter how big and bruesome they are, they back off very quickly. And
would you say that to them? You would, Diana. Yeah,
I would say to someone, have you no manners? Really, do you think what you're doing is reasonable? Where are your manners? You know, what's the point of swearing at them? All you're doing is swearing at them. If you're dealing with someone like that and you start swearing at them, sure, that just gives them life.
Oh, play to you. Mm-hmm. I really admire you. I don't know if I would actually. I think I'd be half afraid of the response I might get.
There was a study done in Dublin, and I think it's something like 80% of dog fowl had worms of one kind or another, or you know, some kind of pest. So my dogs are getting sick. Do you know, I had to pay £250 when my dogs got diarrhea from some dog fowl. You know, the children walking on the streets, they can get sick. They're elderly, they're disabled, they're vulnerable people in our city. And, you know, even if we're all perfect, it's just rude. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Jesus Christ, have we come to the point in this country and in Cork City where we've no manners? And quite often, I think when you say to someone, have you no manners? They're so taken aback because nobody actually even says, like, I feel like an owl, grumpy owl's one. But it's so rare. Like, my mother would have slapped my leg and said, have you no manners? If I didn't say please and thank you. It's the last thing I said when my son was growing up, going out the door. I don't care what you do, but remember your manners. Be kind and remember your manners. And I just, so many times, I just think, God, like I've had kids in my house and I think, Jesus Christ, has your mother never told you to say thank you? Or your father never told you to say thank you? And has nobody told these people, you know, what you're doing is rude and ignorant? Yeah, and you know, put a big poster up saying, you're rude, you're ignorant, you're ill-mannered.
Okay, but leave SHIT off the poster. Do you agree with that, Gráinne? Is Gráinne with us?
The opportunity to speak.
How
are you? Andrea, can you hear me?
I can.
Thank you very much. Andrea, unfortunately, I think bad language is just a way of life among the Irish, whether we like it or not. The amount of first and second years that I hear on the street using the F word, what my mother would have called bathroom language, it's frightening. You were speaking there about whether or not you would have the courage to say it to somebody. I actually was on your show a couple of years ago and I told you about an incident up at the Hellfire Club. I thought somebody was going to hit me and he actually spat at me when I pointed out that as well.
Yes.
Now, there is one point, Andrea, I would like to make, and I would hope that this might resonate with people who don't pick up their poo. Dog poo can cause blindness in children. Children are out running about. If they fall somewhere and they get dog poo, and if it goes up their fingernails, they might wash their hands but not think to clean their fingernails. Later on, they might rub their eyes and that could cause blindness. Dear God, Andrea, I would hate to be responsible for a child going blind. And I don't know whether or not you're aware, I'm a dog walker. I don't just pick up poos that the dogs I'm walking do. I pick up other people's poos. I was actually in a park yesterday and a dog came running along. I couldn't see where an owner was. The dog did a poo. I started picking it up when I saw a man coming along with a lead in his hand and he was on the phone. And I just said, you know, is that your dog? And he said, yes. I said, just done this poo. And he went, oh. And I said, it's all right. I'll pick it up. I'll look after it. In fairness to the man, he said, oh, no. He said, the next bin is a mile away. He said, no, I'll do it. Now, I actually did bag it. I was bagging it as I was talking to him. He held out his hand to take the bag from me and he did thank me. So that was fair
as
enough.
He should.
But, yeah.
We shouldn't be giving him too much praise for that. But
the amount of people that are walking dogs, and as I think it might have been Diane there who said, people are on their phones or they're chatting or they walk along with earphones in, and they are completely oblivious to what their dogs are doing. You have a responsibility. I mean, people say to me, oh, would you not be listening to podcasts when you're out walking all the dogs? No, I'm being paid to look after these dogs. I have to keep an eye on them. I have to make sure that, you know, picking up the poo is very much top of the list, but everything else that goes with looking after dogs.
And the council using the word, you know, using the SHIT in the poster, is that inappropriate or not?
Yeah, I think it's 6.5 dozen, being honest with you. Some people will always be offended. Other people will think, you know, so what? Because, as I say, it is such an everyday part of language. But I do think we need something hard-hitting.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about it for the last 20 minutes. And Claire was chatting about it earlier this morning. A lot of people
I did hear
aggravated
Claire,
about this. Anthony has got in touch. Anthony's a dog trainer and he's sent us in a voice note about this.
Hi, Anthony here from Northwest Dog Training. In regards to the dog fouling, all the legislation is there, all the laws that are needed are in place. The biggest problem is lack of enforcement. So the easiest way to fix that will be to incentivize the people who issue the fines by letting them be entitled to a percentage of the fine. I think you'd find pretty quickly that would sort the problem.
Another listener says every dog when chipped should have DNA on file and then a sample of the dog poo could be sent to some lab for testing and send out a massive fine to the owner of the dog then. Another listener in agreement with Brian and Joe O'Shea a little earlier. There's a huge problem, totally disgraceful in Cork apparently with dog fouling. An idea outside of the box was needed. So the council's right. People saying the kids will repeat the word total crap. They know far worse words than SHIT. And finally this listener suggested, I think the dog wardens should be wearing civic clothes to catch people out. That's how you'll get them. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. My thanks as always. Joe O'Shea is editor at corkbio.ie. Brian Manning, Patrick, Diana, Gráinne, Anthony as well. Thanks so much for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.